Okay, thank you. Dr. Arnold did a great job of giving a good background as to my presentation, which will be really looking at the role of kind of communication, why we might be seeing disparities in knowledge. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And I'm really going to skim very fast over the background. As, again, Dr. Arnold did a great job. HPV is a major cause of cervical cancer in the U.S. We know that there's noted disparities in cervical cancer in the U.S. And in 2006, the FDA approved the first vaccine for the four main types of HPV. But we do see that there's a low vaccination uptake as of 2008, and even lower series completion rates. So the Gardasil, it's a series of three shots. We see that a little over a third of girls, 13 to 17, have initiated the series, and only 18% of teens have completed the necessary three dose. And data from CDC do show that there's disparities in completion rates by race, ethnicity, and SES. Black and Hispanic girls, although they're more likely to initiate the series, they're less likely to complete the series compared to whites. And studies have also shown that girls living in poorer states, neighborhoods with low education levels, and those who rely on public insurance are less likely to complete the series. So looking at these disparities in completion rates, which could have implications for cervical cancer disparities, I personally looked at the role of communication and what it could, the role that communication could play in these disparities in the vaccination rates. So looking at the structural influence model of communication, which identifies communication as a link between these distal social determinants like race, ethnicity, social economic status, and how it might affect these proximal health outcomes such as vaccination uptake. And it really points to that inequalities in communication, so differences among social groups in accessing, seeking, processing, and using health information could help us explain some of these disparities we see in health outcomes. And the structural influence of model of communication is based on the knowledge gap hypothesis, which says that basically as information is put forth into society, so as we get a new vaccine, like the HPV vaccine, information's not evenly acquired throughout society. People with higher SES have a better ability to acquire this information. And then we know based on theories of health behavior that knowledge translates to behavior by shaping the attitudes, beliefs, and intentions to vaccinate. One of the reasons in HPV why we could see an exacerbation of this knowledge gap is really the heavy reliance on Merck's direct-to-consumer advertising campaign to really educate the public about the HPV vaccine. The way that direct-to-consumer advertising is developed and meant to be implemented is that there's TV spots that kind of raise initial awareness about something, but the main goal is to drive the consumer for external searching, to go to another source. And one of the most prevalent sources in the past, 10 years has been to drive people to the internet. So Merck's campaigns are really to drive consumers to the internet to find out this information that they need to know about the vaccine, about HPV knowledge, and then to make an informed decision. Why might this be a problem? We have still significant digital communication inequalities in the US. This is data from the 2007 Health Information National Trends Survey, HINTS, which actually was collected in 2008. So it's a little bit more recent than the title says. And as we see, there's still, although overall internet penetration, use of the internet is up in the US to about 75%, we still have digital divides. People with lower income and less education and minority groups have significantly lower odds of using the internet. So my research looked at, was built around this question then, if is internet-based health information seeking associated with disparities in HPV vaccine awareness and infection knowledge among a representative sample of non-institutionalized adults in the US? So are those people who are going to the internet either just for general information or health information, are they going to be at an advantage to know more about HPV vaccine compared to those who don't have that access? This data, again, is based on the Health Information National Trends Survey. Data was collected in 2008. It's a dual-frame sample. There was a random digit dial sample with a 24% response rate and a male sample that oversampled for minority addresses, and the response rate for that was 31%. I did do analysis on the entire sample instead of just selecting parents of children within the age group, because based on other research such as Dr. Christakis's work on social network theory, we know that networks really influence not only health behaviors but attitudes, and now also the vaccines being recommended for boys and for this larger population. So it might not just be parents' knowledge that's influencing vaccine, but kind of the larger network that a child might reside in. So the three main independent variables that I looked at was general internet use. So the differences between awareness and knowledge between those who use the internet and who don't. Then those who are specifically general health information seekers. So this is people who said that they do look for information on health. And then it's divided between those who say the last time they looked for this information, they used the internet. That's a good measure of saying this. These people primarily rely on the internet for their health information, and then the other two groups being someone who doesn't seek any health information, and those who do seek health information but might have said they rely on books, magazines, television, their doctor, so it's another source besides the internet, so that's the non-internet seeker group. And then the next set were people who specifically look for cancer health information. So they said yes to the question that they have looked for information about cancer, and then replied that they use the internet for this information. The outcomes were HPV awareness, that they've basically heard of the HPV shot, and then two different knowledge outcomes. One, that they think that HPV can cause cervical cancer, and the other, that you can get HPV through sexual contact. And then in the bottom are a whole host of other variables that could be covariates and confounders to the relationships of interest that were put in the multivariable models. So the bivariate analysis shows that awareness and knowledge was higher among internet users and internet-based health information seekers. So those people relying on the internet were more likely to be aware of the vaccine and also know the relationship between cervical cancer and HPV and that it can be transmitted sexually. Then once all these other variables were entered into the model, age, having a daughter, having previous HPV status, and a whole host of other things, insurance status, we see that these relationships still remain significant for the most part. So internet users still had a higher odds of awareness and knowledge. Those who did not seek health information or did not use the internet for their health information were at a disadvantage with lower odds of awareness and knowledge. And then those who specifically did look for cancer information, we didn't see a difference between those who seek cancer information and use the internet and use another source. There was no difference between kind of sources that they rely on, but there was a difference between those who did seek cancer information and non-seekers. So the limitations of this study is that it's cross-sectional data, and we also lack data on frequency of use for other media consumption variables, so I wasn't able to control for things such as reliance or use of just general hours watching television or radio or some other kind of media consumption variables that might play into this relationship. But the implications of this show that it does highlight the importance of public communication and the sources that we use for information delivery in shaping the public's knowledge. And that as public, either public health practitioners, we need to think of strategies that use a channel such as the internet, which the use is racially and socially patterned, and we need to think about how it might exacerbate gaps in knowledge among vulnerable groups. And that, finally, we need to increase and improve offline educational material for the vaccine in order to decrease these communication inequalities and hopefully increase vaccination completion rates among all girls in the U.S. So I'd like to thank my funders at the bottom, and then for more information on this paper. Hopefully it'll be out soon, so thank you.